I want you to make yourself as comfortable as possible. So after today's session, you will begin to use whatever is frustrating you right now to become strengthened and improved by it. You can be transformed by it into the best version of yourself. Please prepare for your deep relaxation. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. Lay on a bed, a carpet, or a reclining chair, or simply relax into your seat in the train. Lay back in a comfortable position with your legs slightly apart and the palms of your hands facing upwards. You are going to practice deep relaxation for about half an hour, and then, when I prompt you, you will awaken feeling renewed, empowered, and confident. Now let's begin by taking three deep breaths in order to begin the relaxation process. Inhale deeply, deeply, filling your whole body with a sense of warmth and relaxation. Exhale as you release any tension on your face, your shoulders, and your whole physical body. Again, inhale deeply, deeply, filling your whole body with a sense of warmth and relaxation. Exhale as you release any tension on your face, your shoulders, and your whole physical body. And again, inhale deeply, deeply, filling your whole body with a sense of warmth and relaxation. Exhale as you release any tension on your face, your shoulders, and your whole physical body. Notice how relaxed you are feeling now. And as you are relaxing even deeper, you will begin to notice your body feeling as if it is sinking. It is so heavy that it is sinking into the chair or mattress. And now we will do a short rotation of awareness throughout your whole physical body. I will mention a few parts of your body, and you will move your attention there, imagining a warm golden light in that area. We begin with your head. Imagine a golden light all around your head, like a halo. Now move this golden light to your forehead, your right eye, your left eye, the right cheek, left cheek, your lips. Now relax your jaw muscles. Relax your right shoulder. Relax your left shoulder. Bring the golden light to your abdomen area, the genital area, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, And now bring your attention to your breathing. As you inhale, your abdomen rises. It inflates like a balloon. And as you exhale, your abdomen falls. Notice this rising and falling. And I want you to begin counting your breaths backwards from 12 to zeros as follows. I am inhaling 12. I am exhaling 12. I am inhaling 11. I am exhaling 11. Continue to count your breaths backwards until you reach zero. I want you to simply imagine that you are going back in time. You are going back to your childhood home. You are going back to the home that you lived between the ages of 2 and 8. And if you've lived in more than one home between those ages of 2 and 8, it doesn't matter. Your mind will pick the right home. And even as I have you think about this and consider it, your mind is taking you back and back and back in time until you are standing on the street. You are standing outside that home that you lived in between the ages of 2 and 8. You are walking through the front door. And a feeling of knowing engulfs you. You are now inside that home and are drawn like a magnet to the bedroom you slept in as a child. You take steps leading to the door of your room. Your hand goes onto the door handle. You are just about to go into your childhood bedroom. In that room is where you, as a little child, had so many experiences, good and bad. And you actually see yourself as a little child sitting on the bed. And you know that little child so well. And you have a complete love and affinity with that child. They recognize you as themselves later on in life. Grown up as an adult, and there's a feeling of trust. This child feels that it can trust you. They will tell you anything you need to know. So now enter the room that there is this innocent child on that bed. The child looks at you with open eyes and with a gesture invites you to sit next to them. You just sit there peacefully and quietly. You know that child so well, their dreams, their fears. And they know that you are there for them. Now I want you to ask that child some questions. As you ask each question, the authentic answer will spring to mind effortlessly. Ask this child, are you happy or unhappy? And the answer is coming up immediately. A thumbs up or a thumbs down. There is no right and wrong here. The answer is what it is at the moment and may change each time you go into this meditation. I want you to ask that child another question. Who loves you? And again, the child will answer immediately. I want you to ask that child if the child feels lovable. Ask the child, do you feel worthy of love? Again, it is a thumbs up or a thumbs down. We do not judge the answer. We simply accept it as it is. And now ask them what the people raising them, usually mummy or daddy, what experience are they having with their parents? Do they feel loved by the parents? And here is one more question I want you to ask that child. Is anybody rejecting you? Do you feel rejected in any way? If so, are the people around you making you feel rejected? Who are those people that make you feel rejected, if that is ever the case? The child will tell you straight away with complete honesty and clarity what it is that makes them feel rejected. Who makes them feel rejected? It could be children at school, siblings, or the neighbor's children, some relatives. And now, as I count to three, you are going to hear certain words that child has heard from these people who are rejecting them. The words are not so nice. On the count of three, I will snap my fingers and you will keep your ears wide open to hear those painful words of rejection. It may be something that the child has overheard or something that has been told to them directly. One, two, three. I want you to look at that little child and just feel what they are feeling. Hear what they have heard. See the expression of the person who is rejecting them. Your brilliant memory is taking you back to that scene, that place, the event. It all has to do with when you first got this perception of not being good enough, of feeling somehow rejected or lesser than others. Right now, on the count of five, your brilliant mind is pulling you even backer, way back into your childhood, before that event. Moving back, you are going back to a scene when you were even younger than that. And it has to do, again, with a time that you first got the impression that you were somehow not good enough. You somehow felt rejected. And this feeling of rejection has followed you through up until your adulthood. On the count of four, you are becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of three, you are peeling away from your body the years until you become even younger. On the count of two, you are drifting back. It's like time is going through a tunnel and you are being back, drawn back to a very vivid, vital scene. That is the real reason, the root of your feeling rejected as an adult. On the count of one, simply be there. And as I click my fingers, a scene is springing into your mind. Like a TV screen lights up when you switch it on, the scene is coming into your mind, and as I ask you a set of questions, you instinctively and automatically answer each one. The first question, are you inside or outside? You just know. Is it daytime or nighttime? You feel that too. How old are you about in this scene? What environment are you standing in? And who is saying something painful? Who is doing something painful to you? What are you seeing, feeling, and more than anything, what is it you recall from this scene most of all? Sense that feeling of pain and rejection, and why is it being said to you? What's going on in the scene? You may be at home with a parent or a critical relation, a babysitter. You may be at school with some children who are mean to you. Or perhaps it's your siblings. But I want you to just be aware of what you're feeling, experiencing. On the count of five, you are going to travel with your mind to another scene, a scene that has to do with being rejected again. Perhaps it is at a later time in your life, during your adolescence, when you for some reason felt that you were not good enough, not attractive enough, not smart enough. Somebody is rejecting you, making you feel bad about yourself. On the count of four, years, months, weeks, and days are peeling away from your body. On the count of three, you are drifting way back, being pulled back. On the count of two, you are going back, back in time to that scene of when you felt rejected. And again, as I ask these questions, the scene is springing to mind, and you are as if you are switching on the television, a bright picture. Look carefully. Is it daytime or nighttime? You just know. Are you inside or outside? Are you alone or is there anybody with you? And finally, what are you doing, seeing, experiencing right now? What are you feeling? And of course, you don't have to relive this experience. You are simply reviewing it as if watching an old video or an old DVD. You are simply reviewing it to view it more objectively and to have a better understanding. So one more time, you are going back in time to a vital and crucial vivid scene that has to do with somewhere where you were being rejected in your youth, in your younger years. On the count of five, you are drifting back to a vivid, vital, crucial scene. On the count of four, you are becoming closer to that scene. On the count of three, it's coming into focus. On the count of two, you feel yourself present there, observing the whole scene. Now, is it daytime or nighttime? Determine if you are inside or outside. You just know. Roughly how old are you in this scene? And finally, the only question that matters, what are you feeling, experiencing as this scene is going on? So now I want you to keep these three scenes that you have just visited in your mind. I want you to look over and around through these scenes. View them in front of you on a screen. From the youngest scene to the middle to the older scene. All three scenes coming from your youth. Look at them simultaneously as if watching three screens on a television. Three television screens in front of you. And as your mind looks at these scenes, it's already processing all of it. You realize that those people said those things out of complete ignorance. Those people don't actually mean what they say, but they are projecting their own fears and anger and insecurities onto you. When you were young, you didn't realize that these people were ignorant. You didn't realize how fear-based these people were. You actually believed that you were not worthy of love. They made you feel bad about yourself. They made you feel rejected. And that is their problem. And you realize that now. Now that you are observing these three scenes in front of you, you realize it's all been part of a movie, and you happen to be young in those scenes, not realizing that their rejection had nothing to do with you and everything to do with their own sense of lacking. And you remind yourself that you no longer live with those critical people. You no longer live with those people who were mean to you. But sometimes they enter your head. Their voices enter your head and hijack your thinking. And now is the time where you are beginning to say enough. Enough of those old memories. That old programming has to be slowly but surely completely erased and overwritten with a new program. These people will never, ever again, for the rest of your life, be relevant or necessary for you to feel love towards yourself. So I want you to go back into that bedroom with that sweet little child. I want you to wrap your arms around that little child and take that little child by the hand and look at them straight in the eyes. I want you to walk them through the front door of that house, outside into the open. And I want you to slowly walk that child by whatever means of transport to see the house where you are living now. Together you enter the front door of the house which you are living in now. And you are showing that child that you are living here now. You are telling that child that you never need to see those critical people again. You never need to deal with those bullying classmates or relatives. Show them your new house where you are living in now as an adult. Show them your mobile phone and how you have many other friends in that mobile phone. Show them that you have a car, or at least you are free to travel as you like, when you like. You have your own credit card. You have all the freedom in the world to move around. And you are showing this child that you are forever free of those people who rejected you. I want you to turn around now to the child and tell the child that you are a wonderful child. I love you. Repeat, I love you. How lucky am I to be your guardian? How lucky am I to raise you as my own? I want you to repeat this verse that I am going to say. I want you to repeat this verse out loud. Nobody's listening. Nobody else is in the room. I want you to tell your younger self the following. I am becoming your loving guardian now. I am taking over and have become your guardian. No one in the world can play this role like me. I love you exactly as you are. I love you unconditionally. You never have to earn that. You are safe with me. You are protected here always. I will always have time for you. I will always listen to you. I will be taking care of you from now on. You and I have balance now. There is nothing we can't do together. And I want you to show that little child the world where you live in now, a world of friends, of love, of success, and even if you haven't gotten all those things yet, you are absolutely moving towards this goal now that you are relieving yourself of past burdens. I want you to upgrade that child now. I want you to think of all the things you most wanted to hear when you were a child. Tell that child, you are a great child. You are lovable. I am so lucky to have you. I am so lucky to be here next to you to raise you. You are so sweet, so smart, so gorgeous, so intelligent. You are clever. You are lovable. And when you grow up, you are going to find so many people who love you because you are lovable and nobody can reject you because you are so smart and so lovable and a good child. I want to give you everything you really need. I am glad you are who you are. You are so talented. You are the apple of my eye. I want you to think of something else. In the whole history of all the universe, there will never be a wonderful child so perfect as you. You are excellent in every way. You have been born to shine forth light of goodness, justice, courage, wisdom. Your dignity is up to you and nobody else. Nobody can take your dignity away from you. You are in charge of your self-image. You are the greatest gift to your parents, whether or not they were able to express that love to you. You are a gift. You are meant to be here. And even if your parents didn't want or appreciate you as much as they could, even if some teachers or classmates didn't acknowledge you or they were mean to you and fail to honor you as you should be honored, the universe wanted you to be here. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. It wanted you to be who you are here and will support you 100% to feel that you are fulfilling your purpose. You will never feel rejected simply because nobody else can reject you if you don't reject yourself. To be rejected, you have to let it happen. And if you don't let it happen, you can never feel rejected. People can be mean and critical, but you are choosing every day not to let that in because you remember the key words I am telling you now. My voice is going to be with you, staying with you. My voice is having a powerful, permanent, all-pervasive impact on you. You remember these words. Critical people have the most criticism reserved for themselves. They are unhappy people. They don't like themselves, and that's why they criticize others. Critical people have a problem for every solution. Every day, repeat to yourself, I am worthy. I am attracting love. I matter. I love and accept myself. I am growing each day. I believe in myself. I am here and I have something valuable to offer. You believe in yourself. The most important words you hear are the words you say to yourself every day. In the space between your two ears is the most precious real estate ever. On this space between your two ears is the most precious conversation that you will ever have. It is the conversation you are having with yourself. Make sure you are praising yourself every day. And as you awaken from this guided meditation, you will begin to become more aware and vigilant of the thoughts that you are having. You will be able to catch thoughts in midair when they are negative, toxic, or rejecting you, and you will edit those thoughts out, replacing them with thoughts of love. You will be doing a much better job at clearing negative thoughts and negative emotions, those that drain you. If you live with a partner that loves you, invite that child to feel that love of your partner as well. Your partner is also helping to raise this inner child in you. Now it's okay to remember that you are becoming a loving parent to this child. No one can do such a good job of taking care of your child more than you can. You have become the guardian, the conscious guardian. Remember that you matter, you are significant, you belong. You cannot be rejected, and you are developing phenomenal coping skills every day. You remind yourself that no matter what, you are significant, you love yourself, and you give love and receive love. And all those fears of rejection, they are shrinking, disappearing. They are going into the horizon, into the distance, further and further away. Old conversations with yourself, old programs, slowly being rewritten. And let's just do one more thing. I want you to imagine those people that rejected you right now, those parents who criticized you, the relatives that put you down, or the kids that bullied you. I want you to imagine these people standing in front of you, and I want you to tell those people right here and now, I forgive you for your ignorance. I forgive you for those mean things and mean actions you did. And if you don't find it in yourself to forgive them yourself, call upon the higher power, the power of the universe, the power of the universal logos, the power of harmony and love universally, and allow them to work through you to forgive these people. It might not be easy, but you can do it now because you're not doing it alone. You are allowing all the healing powers of the universe to pass through you. Forgive them. Give them the love they also deserve, for they too have been hurt. Spare them their soul and just simply forgive them. All you need to do is spread that light onto all of them, shedding your light like beaming rays, and slowly these people begin to disappear. They begin to evaporate because your light has shone onto them. Go ahead and feel them evaporating, and all those mean things they said simply evaporate. And they too evaporate and disintegrate. You believe in yourself now. You have a massive increase in your own level of self-worth, self-value, and self-image. And everyone around you does feel this now. They understand that you have gone to a completely new level. You are in charge. You love yourself. You believe in yourself. You feel good about yourself. You have a warm, magnetic personality. You are contributing back into society, offering your services and your talents. And every day you praise yourself because you realize that you want to live in the here and now. Every day you tell yourself, I accept myself exactly as I am. I am lovable. I am worthy. I easily give love and I easily accept love. I am filled and nourished by the love that surrounds me now and forever. I nourish other people with my love. I accept people with their errors. I avoid toxic people. I am above and beyond all criticism, although I am constantly improving myself. You say those words to yourself every day as you look at yourself in the mirror, looking at you straight in the eye, saying, I love you. I love you. I have a mission to fulfill. I am fulfilling my mission. On the count of one, you are returning to your full awareness. On the count of two, you are feeling at peace. On the count of three, you are feeling extraordinary. On the count of four, so proud of yourself. On the count of five, you are feeling amazing, with an understanding that it's so liberating, so freeing, so empowering. Just open your eyes and stretch your arms over your head like you do early in the morning. Stretch those arms up, stretch them up, and feel invigorated. Like a bolt of lightning is going through your whole body, revitalizing you, making you bulletproof, rejection-proof. You are destined for success now, happiness and fulfillment, as you know that it is in your own mind that happiness and love are created. Nothing outside of you can harm you. You know that for a fact now. You are finally free.